here now. We got a check of the headlines for you. Up first, the breaking story we've been following. The remains of the first American lost in the 1991 Gulf War have been found in Iraq. Captain Michael Scott Spiker was shot down on the first night of the war. He had been listed as killed or missing in action, also missing captured over the past 18 years. We'll continue to follow that story today. Also, the U.S. says it's working to confirm reports by Iran's state-run media that three Americans have been arrested after illegally hiking into the country from Iraq. The U.S. says if the reports are true, it will seek consular access. Also, one person is dead, 15 others injured, some critically, when the outdoor stage collapsed. That's what you're seeing there. This happened at a concert in Canada. There was a violent storm there, hit the area during a performance last night. About 15,000 people were attending that concert during a festival in Camrose. That's about 50 miles south of Edmonton in Alberta. Also, LaGuardia Airport back on schedule this morning, thank goodness, the day after a fake bomb caused a massive evacuation. Scott McGann now being charged, held without bail, allegedly for bringing in a backpack with wires and batteries.
Turning our attention, though, now to Afghanistan. This has been a deadly weekend for U.S. and coalition troops there. Looking at the latest numbers, three Americans have been killed by roadside bombs in southern Afghanistan. A French soldier was killed elsewhere. July was the deadliest month for international forces since the war began.